Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is Michael, a.k.a. Kazu, Comedia, live from Pennsylvania. You may have noticed I come live from Pennsylvania quite often. Well, it's where I live, and there's a lot of driving to be done in it. But don't worry, I won't stay in Pennsylvania all day. In a few hours, I'll find myself in New Jersey, New York, and then Connecticut. I'll be spending my evening in Hartford, Connecticut. All sorts of exciting times up there. Deliver and then roll on back. Just going right through the chain of states, right on back to my distribution center. So, getting that part out of the way, how are you all? Hoping that you're well. I'm okay. Keeping busy. Enjoying the beautiful weather. Anybody else kind of noticing here it is mid-September and it's starting to feel like summer? It's summer has been pretty decent this year. Hopefully it lasts at least several more weeks and kind of hangs around till maybe November, if I'm lucky. Probably not. But hey, one can wish. So what is the topic of the day here, or topic of the week here for my podcast? I wanted to talk about self-driving trucks, self-driving cars, self-driving vehicles. A lot of people think it's fancy. It'll never happen. Some people are like, oh my God, all the cars are going to be self-driving in 5 years. And well, there's a lot of varying thoughts in between. So let me give you my take, what I know, what I think, what my opinions are, and we'll go from there. So starting off, self-driving vehicles. You know, we see it in the movies. We think about, you know, something we just pop into, like George Jetson, and the vehicle goes off to wherever we want. Seems to know it. Super intelligent vehicles. There was a movie with Will Smith, I believe, where they had similar things. I've heard of movies where sometimes the car drives, sometimes you can take over. The steering wheel pops out of the dash and you can drive. So lots of different possibilities out there. I like it. I love the idea of a self-driving vehicle. Lord knows I'd love to be able to take a nap, eat some food, play on my cell phone, something while driving other than having to stare out the windshield all day long. And if you look at your fellow drivers out there, how many of those people do you think know how to drive? How many good drivers are there out there? You probably think you're good. Everyone listening to this probably thinks they're a good driver. But in my experience, 75% of the people out here shouldn't have a driver's license. They are not paying attention. They're all over the place. They're speeding. They're going slow. They cut off trucks. They cut off other people. They don't use turn signals. There's just a whole bunch of not so good out here. And one of the reasons is we all learn how to drive when we're teenagers, for the majority of us. And then there is not another test, written or actual physical test, ever. I mean, you go get driver's license, you may have to do an eye exam, prove that you can see far away. That's it. It's pretty sad that is our current state of affairs, that you could have no clue what you're doing, be 99 years old, as long as you got good eyes, you can drive. And that 99-year-old may be sharp as a tack, or may have the reaction time of, well, a 99-year-old. So there's some good things about self-driving trucks, and there's a whole lot of bad, too. So good and bad, depending on the side of the aisle. So, okay, Michael, we get that there's good and bad, but how realistic is it? Oh, it's realistic. There are self-driving trucks in at least half, if not more, of the states, and self-driving cars in a lot of them. You just go and get a permit from the government. Hey, we want a self-driving vehicle. Right now in Pittsburgh, Uber's got tons of self-driving vehicles. Don't got to pay for the Uber if it's one of the self-driving ones that pick you up. And there's an engineer sitting behind the the steering wheel, and another engineer with a laptop in the passenger seat. I mean, they're ready to drive if necessary, but it's not, you know, it's out there. It's happening, and there's hundreds of them. Out in California, there's many, many more than hundreds. Tesla, if any of y'all have heard of the brand of car named Tesla, has a semi-automatic self-driving aspect to it. There are many, many things out there that lend it to it. Now, okay, self-driving cars, but trucks couldn't have it. Yes, they can, quite easily. I mean, I've always said a monkey could do my job. Well, the interstate part. All you gotta do is be able to keep it between the white lines and look out far ahead, be able to push the fuel pedal and the brake pedal. Just speed up, slow down, and stay inside your lane. Don't stress too much. Well, yeah, it's not that difficult. Even my company has self-driving vehicles. They got cameras all over the dang thing, looking around, recording, helping it stay inside its lane. Right now, with my vehicle, I steer. The steering is not taken over yet, but the speed up, yep, computerized. Braking, yep, computerized. Headlights, turn signals, all sorts of stuff can be automized and electronicized. I tell you, people, self-driving trucks and self-driving cars are a very big reality. Now, the question is, okay, they exist, but they're not going to come to my neck of the woods. Just because they exist doesn't mean people want them. Well, I don't think it matters if people want them or not. They're coming. Now, what'll probably happen will happen in stages. First off, taxi cabs and trucks. Those will probably be some of the first to go. Imagine taxi cabs that you just push a button and an Uber or a taxi cab just show up. Boom, there they are right at your door, and you don't got to do nothing. That's a wonderful thing. I'm a huge fan of this, especially for that 99-year-old lady who lives in the middle of nowhere and has no kids that can come and pick her up. She just pushes a button and a car picks her up, takes her to her doctor appointments, takes her to the grocery store. There's a huge benefit to self-driving vehicles. All right. So I love that aspect. Trucks, I hate this, but trucking companies would love to get rid of the truck driver. I mean, imagine a truck that can just do 55 miles an hour all over the country and never need to stop. All right. Already they're talking about something called plontooning or pontooning, where you have one driver driving the lead truck and then other trucks kind of just get behind it and do the same exact thing, like a long freight train. The front driver slows down, all the trucks behind it slow down. First driver speed up, they all speed up. And that is not far-fetched. That is being tested. It is something that easily can be done. If you've ever seen a set of doubles or triples going down the road where a truck has two to three trailers behind it, this is not fantasy, people. This is something that easily can be done. And then the truck will just pull off into like a parking area. The rear units will be taken off, and a local driver will come and pick it up and deliver stuff and do the pickups and then park it back in that parking lot. That's the first step right there, is just self-driving for the interstate, local for the back roads. Because you'll need local drivers to load and unload and to tarp and fill the tanks and whatever else needs done. But just going down the highway, they can easily do better than they currently are doing. What could come down? What are my opinions? They'll self-drive everything. I think what will happen is they'll have self-driving for the interstate only, and then slowly back roads. It'll change. Car companies, insurance companies, this will happen. And people will fight. People will hold on to their vehicles for as long as possible. And I don't know. Maybe they'll have vehicles you can drive forever, and maybe not. I really don't know. Certain things will disappear, like motorcycles, because I don't see how you could self-drive a motorcycle. But you know what? I didn't think you could self-drive a tractor trailer, and I've seen it with my own two eyes. So who knows where technology's going to go? It is coming, though, and it is coming quick. They say that in the next 10 years, tractor trailers will be out here driving on their own. Now, I'm not saying people won't be behind the wheel, but they're not going to be doing anything. They're just going to be hanging out, ready to do anything, watching the world go by. Can you imagine something so boring? I mean, I used to have to shift gears, push the clutch. There was no electronics at all, really, inside my truck. And now, hold the wheel. I don't got to touch the fuel pedal, the brake pedal, or hardly any of the stuff out there. It's all prepared to do it on its own. The only thing that still needs done is the steering wheel aspect. And don't be surprised if in a few years that happens. So it's real, like it or not. Hopefully it doesn't really happen until I'm ready to retire. But I don't know. We shall see. Technology will never cease to amaze. That's it for me, folks. I hope you've enjoyed this fine selection from the Michael Cazzo podcast. I know I have such an interesting name for my podcast, but it's mine. And that's my name, Michael, and some of y'all know me as Cazzo. I hope that you are having an amazing day and an amazing weekend. Be safe. Keep it shiny side up. And I will see you out there. All right? Thank you.